new thriller starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon about the historic post-World War II trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring, now playing in theaters.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
46 degrees in Lawrence, 44 in Topeka. It's 6:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We have many frequencies all across the state. And you can listen online anytime on the World Wide Web, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Thanks for tuning in this evening. Coming up, news headlines at 6:30. Then, the House is considering banning stock trading by members of Congress. Here are the pros and cons. We will also revisit our occasional series, Life Kit. This time around, how to incorporate more movement into your day. What if exercising felt better than sitting around and scrolling for hours? I'm skeptical, I gotta say, but we will find out together coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers. The seasonal music tradition returns December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Film Music Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Tonight's theme, Kings, Queens, and Presidents. Music from The King's Speech, Henry V, Air Force One, and many, many more. 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One. Join us for Film Music Friday. If KPR Two is more your thing, stay tuned for Snap Judgment at 7 o'clock. It's 43 degrees in Manhattan, 44 in Abilene. It's 6:20.
Support for... This is NPR News.
The new mayor-elect of New York City, a Democratic socialist, got headlines around the world when he won. He's injected fresh optimism into progressive politics outside the United States.
The victory of Zohran Mamdani is a beacon of hope, not only in the U.S., but also for us in France.
Can Mamdani's victory help elect politicians beyond the five boroughs? That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR station. Sasha Pfeiffer is your host for Weekend All Things Considered.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. It is 45 degrees in Lawrence, 42 in Manhattan. It is 6:30.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street following some wild swings to end the trading week. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall wants to replace the Affordable Care Act rather than extend subsidies for plans purchased through the ACA marketplace. The credits help more than 200,000 Kansans pay for health insurance, and they are set to expire next month. But Senator Marshall says the system itself is flawed. He wants to use the federal funds meant for those subsidies as individual health savings accounts instead.
Rather than give that money, or at least not all of it, to the big insurance companies, I want to give it to you, the consumer.
But experts say that would not lower insurance premiums, though it could help consumers with some out-of-pocket costs. Disagreements over extending the credits were a major reason for the recent government shutdown. Travelers can ride for free from Kansas City's airport to two Johnson County locations during next year's World Cup. Hallie Jackson has the story.
Lenexa and Overland Park will contribute $200,000 each to a new bus line connecting MCI to the Lenexa City Center and Overland Park Convention Center. That funding adds to a $2 million grant Johnson County received for the drop-and-ride pilot program. The service could stick around if there's still demand after the World Cup. Mike Nolan is Lenexa's assistant city manager.
This is really to test whether or not something like this is going to have demand and have use on an ongoing basis.
In Kansas City, World Cup planners previously announced they leased 200 buses to expand public transit metro-wide during the tournament. I'm Hallie Jackson.
The demand for food assistance in Kansas and Missouri has not subsided even after the federal government shutdown ended last week. The food bank Harvesters says requests for food assistance doubled for some of their agencies during the shutdown, and food is going out to pantries as fast as it's coming into their shelves. Valerie Nicholson-Watson is Harvesters' interim president and CEO. She says families were already stretched thin financially before the shutdown.
Now they also have to start preparing for colder weather, higher utility bills. The cost of food, as we all know, has been rising, so that is a continuous stressor.
Staff say cash donations go further for the food bank, but canned goods are helpful for addressing immediate needs during supply chain delays. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies too. And we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
Stay tuned with a little more All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One tonight at 7 o'clock, you'll hear news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of the best in film music tonight, focusing on movies about kings and queens and presidents. Daryl Brockton is your host. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have Snap Judgment.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
If you're out and about this evening, take extra care. Could see some showers here and there. Patchy fog late tonight. Lows in the upper 30s. More fog tomorrow morning, but sunny by the afternoon with highs in the upper 50s. Lows around 40 tomorrow night. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
Of KNKX in Seattle and Tacoma, you can hear more from Justice on the New Music Friday podcast from NPR Music. And Somni, the new album from Snarky Puppy and Metropole Orcast, is out now.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of film music. It is Film Music Friday tonight. Music from films focusing on kings and queens and presidents and leaders in general. You're hearing in the background the wonderful second movement of Beethoven's seventh, the Allegretto, that was used in the King's Speech. Stick around for more movie music coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We do have a 20% chance of rain this evening, patchy fog after midnight, lows tonight in the upper 30s. This is KPR. It's 7:01, and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Supreme Court is allowing Texas's recently redrawn map of congressional districts to go into effect for now. It's the latest move in the gerrymandering fight sparked by President Trump to try to keep Republicans in control of the House of Representatives. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, Texas appealed a lower court order that had blocked it.
That court found the map's challenges are likely to prove in a trial that the map is an unconstitutional racial gerrymander. It's because multiples have Republican lawmakers made public statements suggesting they passed it to eliminate existing districts where Black and Latino voters together make up the majority. But in Texas's appeal to the Supreme Court, the state claims the lawmakers were not motivated by race and focused instead on drawing new districts that are more likely to elect Republicans. If the Supreme Court clears the way for Texas to use the contested map, Republicans may be able to pick up 5 more seats in the U.S. House. But time is running out to change the map for Texas's midterm election. The state's candidate filing deadline is in about 2 weeks. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
President Trump and New York Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani set aside their differences and discussed their shared goals during an Oval Office meeting today. Trump says he expects to help Mamdani, not hurt him.
We had a meeting today that actually surprised me. He wants to see no crime. He wants to see housing being built. He wants to see rents coming down, all things that I agree with. Now, we may disagree how we get there.
When it comes to their differences on immigration enforcement, Trump said they could work them out. The meeting came after Trump called Mamdani a communist lunatic. Mamdani has called Trump a fascist. But the sit-down offered Mamdani an opportunity to talk with the most powerful person in the world, and it gave Trump a high-profile chance to talk about affordability at a time when he's trying to show he's addressing the cost of living. A federal court is blocking the IRS from sharing data on millions of taxpayers with immigration officials. The Treasury Department says the data helps the government enforce immigration laws. U.S. District Judge Colleen Kohler-Catelli says the policy was arbitrary and violates a law that protects taxpayer confidentiality. The Trump administration has published the technical specifications for a new crash test dummy design that's based on a female body. NPR's Camilla Domonoske reports.
Women are more likely to be injured in a vehicle crash than men, and safety advocates have long argued one reason might be that required safety tests only use dummies based on the male body. The new design is meant to help. Chris O'Connor is the CEO of crash test dummy manufacturer Humanetics.
It was designed around what injuries a female would have, not just what a small male would have.
Humanetics and federal regulators have worked on the new design for over a decade, and there are still several more regulatory steps before the dummy will actually be required in tests. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
After a day of wild swings, major U.S. stock indexes closed up. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. From the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate November 21st. If you've ever left a can of soda in the freezer for too long, you can appreciate what happened to the largest moon of the planet Uranus. It cracked. Titania is almost 1,000 miles in diameter, less than half the size of our moon. But it orbits Uranus at about the same distance as the moon does from Earth. And like the moon, it's locked in such a way that the same hemisphere always faces its planet. When Titania was born, its interior was warm, but it quickly froze. As it did so, the surface cracked, creating some impressive canyons. The largest is a network known as Messina Chasma. Like Titania itself, it's named for a character from Shakespeare, in this case, from A Midsummer Night's Dream. The canyons are more than 900 miles long, wrapping from the equator to near the South Pole. They're up to 60 miles wide and miles deep. Few impact craters have scarred Messina, indicating that it's fairly young. In fact, Titania's entire surface appears to be younger than those of Uranus's other big moons. That doesn't mean the moon itself is younger. Instead, it probably was repaved by ice flowing from inside, resetting the clock for this fractured moon. Uranus is in view all night in Taurus, and it's closest to Earth for the year, 1.7 billion miles away. Despite the distance, it's big enough that it's an easy target for binoculars, but you need a decent telescope to see Titania. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
There's music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold for The Prince and the Pauper, 1937, on KPI's Film Music Friday. This is based on the Mark Twain novel about two English boys born on the same day, one born into poverty, the other into luxury, because he's the Prince of Wales. Some of the music Korngold wrote for this film later found its way into his violin concerto, which was composed in 1945. Welcome to Film Music Friday, KPR's celebration of music from the movies. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and tonight, it's music for kings, queens, and some presidents. Later in the hour, themes for Cleopatra and Richard the Lionhearted. Next is music for a queen known as She Who Must Be Obeyed, ruler of the lost African city of Kor. H. Rider Haggard's novel, She, published in the late 19th century, follows an expedition to the city where they meet Ayesha, the immortal queen of the Amahagger tribe. She has been filmed numerous times, first in 1899 by the French director Georges Méliès. In 1935, RKO produced their version, changing the location from Central Africa to Northern Siberia. Composer Max Steiner had a very short time to create the score for She, but in the end, he felt it was one of his best works. Here's music for She on KPR. Max Steiner's music for the movie She, made in 1935 and here on KPR's Film Music Friday. The movie was not a particular favorite at the box office, although it made a little money later when it was released on a double feature with The Last Days of Pompeii. It's music for kings, queens, and presidents on tonight's Film Music Friday. I'm Darryl Brogdon with one of the great film scores, Eric Wolfgang Korngold's music for The Adventures of Robin Hood. It's just ahead. You know, by making a planned gift, you can support Kansas Public Radio for many years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Cleopatra Enters Rome. Music by Alex North for the 1963 film Cleopatra, starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, here on KPR. The making of this film would make a great movie. Directors were changed mid-production. A lot of money was spent, and Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton had an affair. The result was one of the most expensive box office flops in the history of movies. In fact, it nearly bankrupted the studio, 20th Century Fox. But the score by Alex North was nominated for an Oscar as Best Original Score. It's Music for Royalty on tonight's Film Music Friday. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Good to have you here. In about 20 minutes, we've got news from NPR. Say, can you feel it? There's some anticipation in the air. It's because KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming back Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall, featuring some Yuletide favorites and some swingin' Kansas City jazz by the KC Jazz Orchestra. Now, last year's show sold out 2 weeks early, so better get your tickets right now. Available in person at Liberty Hall or Ticketmaster.com. Find all the details about Big Band Christmas at KansasPublicRadio.org. That's by John Barry. Music for The Lion in Winter on Kansas Public Radio's Film Music Friday. This is based on the play by James Goldman, all about Henry II of England and his attempt to establish a line of succession during a family gathering at Christmas in 1183. Glad you joined us here for Film Music Friday, where tonight we're hearing movies about kings, queens, and even some presidents. NPR News is just ahead at 8:01. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com. And Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Next, it's one of the greatest film scores ever. Eric Wolfgang Korngold's music for The Adventures of Robin Hood. Most critics feel that while many aspects of this film contributed to its success, it was the music that added an extra special dimension. Let's listen now to music for the scene in which Robin Hood and his men meet up with Richard the Lionhearted on Kansas Public Radio.
Eric Wolfgang Korngold's classic score for The Adventures of Robin Hood, starring Errol Flynn in the title role, here on KPR and Film Music Friday. From the University of Kansas, your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. And Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is resigning after a public falling out with President Trump through much of his second term. In a post online, Greene says Trump's attacks over the release of files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein motivated her departure.
Standing up for American women who were raped at 14 years old, trafficked and used by rich, powerful men should not result in me being called a traitor and threatened by the President of the United States, whom I fought for.
Greene says if she ran for re-election, she would have had to endure, quote, hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president we all fought for, and she predicts Republicans will lose in the midterm elections. Greene says her last day in office will be January 5th. A federal judge on Friday blocked the Internal Revenue Service from sharing taxpayers' addresses with immigration officials. NPR's Jude Joffe Block has more.
The court order blocks one of the ways the Trump administration has been taking unprecedented steps to share personal data with ICE to boost deportations. Back in August, the IRS turned over the addresses of 47,000 people to ICE. The judge found that data sharing was unlawful. The order bars Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent from sharing confidential taxpayer information with the Department of Homeland Security or its sub-agencies, unless the government is directly engaged in a relevant criminal investigation. The order's a victory for the small businesses, unions, and tax assistance nonprofit that brought the suit. It's unclear whether the administration will appeal. Jude Joffe Block, NPR News.
President Trump met with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani at the White House today. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on the surprisingly gracious sit-down after weeks of heated rhetoric.
President Trump had threatened to cut funding if Mamdani was elected and called him his little communist mayor. Mamdani had described himself as Donald Trump's worst nightmare. But on Friday, they were both full of smiles and promises to partner together on lowering the cost of housing and groceries for New Yorkers.
I expect to be helping him, not hurting him. A big help, because I want New York City to be great. Look, I love New York City. It's where I come from. I spent a lot of years there. Now I'm right here.
Both have a mutual interest in playing nice. Mamdani wants to protect federal funding for New York City. And Trump is looking to get in on Mondani's affordability message. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
Brazilian coffee exporters are celebrating after President Trump lifted additional import tariffs on their products. Trump removed the tariffs yesterday as part of efforts to lower consumer costs for Americans. The decision affects Brazilian goods like coffee, fruit, and beef. After a day of wild swings, major U.S. stock indexes closed up. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Kresge Foundation with Pathbreakers, a podcast about transforming communities through innovation, from revolutionizing higher education to supporting artists who are driving change. Pathbreakers is available on podcast platforms. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Barry Goldsmith's theme music for Air Force One. You're on KPR and on Film Music Friday. This is the movie about a group of Russian terrorists who hijack Air Force One, and it's up to two-fisted President Harrison Ford to take it back. This movie was kind of a rush job for Jerry Goldsmith. Originally, Randy Newman was to provide the music for Air Force One, but his score was judged to be not quite the thing. So Jerry Goldsmith came in at the 11th hour to provide a brand new score. Tonight on Film Music Friday, we're hearing tunes for kings, queens, and a couple of presidents. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and coming up, music from JFK and the King's Speech, among others. Next, we have Shakespeare, specifically Kenneth Branagh's version of Henry V, made in 1989. This was Patrick Doyle's first film score after working with Branagh's Renaissance Theatre Company. Here's the music from Henry V by Patrick Doyle on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Patrick Doyle's music for the St. Crispin's Day speech in Henry V, 1989. Here for you on KPR's Film Music Friday. Tonight, we're all about royalty, be it king, queen, or president. Still to come, Alexander Desplat's music for the King's Speech. KPR listeners are engaged in their communities, and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. From the University of Kansas, your place to find Film Music Friday. And NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. There's something by Eric Wolfgang Korngold again, the overture for Juarez, 1939, all about the Mexican statesman and military commander Benito Juarez, who served as Mexico's president for 14 years. Tonight, on Film Music Friday, we're hearing music for kings, queens, and presidents. Up ahead, John Williams' music for Oliver Stone's JFK. Well, mark your calendars, leave a note on the refrigerator, whatever reminder you need to join Destiny tomorrow for Classics by Request. It's the show where we play classical music that's been suggested by our listeners. Destiny's your host. The show is tomorrow afternoon and every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. Well, now, from 2010, here's the music of Alexander Desplat for The King's Speech with Colin Firth as King George VI, who unexpectedly ascends to the throne in 1936, and Jeffrey Rush as Lionel Logue, the speech therapist who helps him overcome his stammer. The King's Speech on Kansas Public Radio. There's some of the Oscar-nominated score by Alexander Desplat for The King's Speech on KPR's Film Music Friday. The movie won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, and Best Actor for Colin Firth. This is Film Music Friday. Later tonight, NPR News at 9:01. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. Finally, tonight we'll hear from John Williams and his score for JFK, directed by Oliver Stone, with Kevin Costner as New Orleans DA Jim Garrison, who came to believe there had been a conspiracy to assassinate John F. Kennedy and that Lee Harvey Oswald was merely a scapegoat. Here's a cue entitled Arlington and the end credits for JFK on Kansas Public Radio. There's some music by John Williams for JFK here on KPR's Film Music Friday. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and thank you so much for joining us tonight and every week for Music from the Movies. NPR News is next, followed by Jazz in the Night. That's right here on KPR. You know, there's lots of ways to listen to Film Music Friday. You can, of course, tune in every Friday night at 7 for the broadcast, or you can listen on demand in a variety of ways at kansaspublicradio.org. Just click on Shows, and you'll find Film Music Friday, where you can stream the show on demand anytime. With the KPR skill enabled on your Amazon smart speakers, all you have to do is say play KPR, and then you have the option of not only live streaming KPR 1 and KPR 2, but you can listen to shows on demand, including this one. And finally, with the KPR app, which is absolutely free, you can stream KPR and Film Music Friday right to your smartphone. For details and all the ways to listen to KPR, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Last week on Wait Wait, Tiffany Haddish told us what she did once she finally started making money after years of struggle.
Yeah, I bought a $359 microscope that took pictures of bacteria. And did you know that some bacteria look just like people?
I'm Peter Sagal. You've paid your dues, so time to enjoy your reward this week's News Quiz. That's Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me is tomorrow morning at 10, right after Weekend Edition on KPR. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. You can listen online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org, or better yet, just go hands-free and tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is just ahead, followed by Jazz in the Night on KPR. You know what is the perfect way to get into the holiday spirit? Well, I'll tell you. KPR's annual Big Band Christmas, coming to Liberty Hall Saturday night, December 13th. It's always a good time, with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra playing Yuletide songs and some classic KC jazz. Big Band Christmas is always a hot ticket, and they're on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster. Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, there is a lot of clouds in the KPR listening area tonight. Gradual clearing overnight. The weekend looks nice. Sunshine tomorrow, high near 58 degrees, clear and 40 degrees tomorrow night, and on Sunday, mostly sunny, 62. Showers return to our forecast Sunday night and on Monday.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's resigning at the beginning of January. Her announcement comes after she clashed with President Trump over the release of files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. But as NPR's Stephen Fowler explains, it's about more than that.
It's also worth noting that it's because this split has been a long time coming. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been at the forefront of criticisms this year of Republicans who haven't always agreed with Trump 2.0 policy planks. On the foreign policy front, that includes the bombing of Iran in support of Israel's war in Gaza. Domestically, there's been rifts over some of the tariff policies and the subsequent walkbacks the administration's done.
NPR's Stephen Fowler reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country faces one of its hardest moments in history. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports he's being pressured to sign on to a peace deal widely viewed as favoring Russia.
Neither Ukraine nor the Europeans knew anything about the 28-point plan, which would require Kyiv to surrender significant territory, reduce the size of its military, and relinquish weapons. Ukraine may find itself facing a very difficult choice, said Zelensky, either the loss of dignity or the risk of losing a key partner. Zelensky has been trying to negotiate in good faith with the Trump administration, but Ukrainians call this deal a plan for capitulation. European leaders are scrambling to come up with a response. They say a just peace can only happen with Ukraine and the EU at the negotiating table. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Lviv, Ukraine.
The UN Climate Conference is wrapping up its final days of negotiations in Brazil. NPR's Julia Simon reports that the draft deal released early today does not mention fossil fuels.
More than 20 countries have written a letter rejecting the draft. They say they cannot support an outcome that does not include a roadmap to transition away from fossil fuels, the single biggest driver of global warming. The countries calling for fossil fuel wording include France, Germany, and Panama. Juan Carlos Monterrey is Panama's special representative for climate change.
Every year we try to rethink a pathway to a green economy, but we try to avoid talking about fossil fuels. It's really, really stupid. It's like trying to deal with a patient that has COVID but not treating the patient for COVID.
Negotiations are supposed to end today, but delegates expect delays. Julia Simon, NPR News, Belém, Brazil.
The fiery crash of a UPS plane in Louisville, Kentucky could spell the end of the airliner involved, the MD-11. The plane has been exclusively hauling cargo for more than a decade. The fate of these planes won't be determined until after UPS, FedEx, and Western Global see how expensive the repairs the FAA orders will be. The planes average more than 30 years old. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. President Trump says he's giving $10,000 bonuses to air traffic controllers who worked through the government shutdown, but the administration says only 776 of the nearly 20,000 air traffic controllers and technicians who had to work without pay during the shutdown will receive them. The monthly consumer confidence report is near its lowest level in the history of the survey conducted by the University of Michigan. The sentiment in November did not improve from October, as NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
November saw the long government shutdown, which dampened how consumers feel about the economy. It disrupted access to food aid, air travel, and paychecks for many federal workers. Researchers say the sentiment did lift slightly when the shutdown ended, but overall, people continue to feel down about the cost of living. Inflation had ticked up 3% in September compared to last year, and we don't have any updated data since then because of the shutdown. Similarly, the latest data on the jobs market is from September, showing a mixed picture. Hiring picked up after a lackluster summer, but unemployment also inched higher to 4.4%. It's the highest level in 4 years. Alina Selyuk, NPR News, Washington.
Rain is drenching parts of Southern California, leading to new flash flood warnings. The heavy rains also threaten to bring mudslides in areas recently ravaged by wildfire. Pope Leo XIV has revealed he uses a different Wordle start word each day. He divulged his strategy playing the popular New York Times online game during an online encounter with American young people. I'm Ryland Barton. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Made In Cookware. Made In Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. This is NPR.
Thank you.
drummer Lewis Hayes. From just last year, the album Tour de Force, or the album, I should say, Art Form Revisited, the tune Dizzy Gillespie's Tour de Force, Lewis Hayes, who's been drumming professionally for some 70 years, there with Abraham Burton on tenor sax, Steve Nelson vibes, David Hazeldine piano, and Desron Douglas on bass. I'm Bob McWilliams here with you for Jazz in the Night in about 15 minutes. New jazz from Kansas City from bassist Gerald Spates and his quartet here on KPR. You know, you have the power to make a lasting and positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, consider a planned gift to the station. Find out more, talk to your financial advisor, or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration of the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org. In this next set, we'll hear from our jazz album of the week, young pianist Sean Mason in his second release. We'll start off with the Affinity Trio, trumpeter Eric Jacobson, pianist Pamela York, bassist Clay Schaub. Their new album is called New Outlook, and a tune written by the late great bassist Sam Jones called Bittersweet.